Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Maybe you've taken your good health for granted, but once you turn 50, all bets are off. What you do during this decade will set the stage for a life of continued wellness or one of gradual but irreversible decline. It's never too late to do the right thing for your body, and our next guest embraced this philosophy once she turned 50.
Barbara Hannah Grufferman interviewed experts across a variety of fields, and her findings led to the book, The Best of Everything After 50. She's a columnist for the Huffington Post and AARP, where she also serves as host of The Best of Everything on AARP's YouTube channel. She joins us to share three essential tips for staying healthy after 50. Welcome to Take Care, Barbara. Thanks for joining us.
So nice to be with you and talk about my favorite topic in the whole world, living your best life after 50.
We know that for those of us that have passed the 50 mark, that our bodies just aren't as forgiving. So if our goal is to stay healthy and independent as we age, what should we understand about why our 50s are such a critical time in our overall health?
Well, the time it took to get to our 50s went by so quickly. That was my own experience. I've heard this from many people as well. It just blew by. And so I wasn't really ready when I turned 50. I wasn't prepared for it. And so I had to do a bit of backpedaling to get myself really in tip-top shape to move forward with my life and really be ready for the years ahead, which is so critical. Now, why is that so critical? Well, you know, getting a little older, you said it perfectly well. Our bodies, you know, it's not quite as forgiving, and everything is a little bit more challenging, just across the board. But it doesn't have to be quite that difficult. We just need to take a few steps that we all can take, really, to get ourselves ready. And we want to be able to do all the things we want to do, as well as all the things we need to do as we get older. And the truth is, if we don't feel good, if we don't have the energy, if we don't have the stamina and endurance to do all those things, including possibly caring for others, your children, maybe aging parents and ill spouse, certainly caring for yourself, then, you know, you're just not living your best life. So this is critical.
The first thing that you stress in the three essential tips for staying healthy into our 50s and beyond is strong bones, bone health. Why is that so important?
It really is important. First of all, a couple of statistics. If you're over 50, the odds are you'll experience a major fracture because of osteoporosis at some point in your life. For women, it's 1 in 2. For men, it's a little less, 1 in 6. We start to lose muscle mass and bone density an average of 1% every year. But after 50, it really speeds up if a woman especially has gone through menopause. So what happens if you have weaker bones and if your muscle mass isn't strong enough to kind of really help the bones out? If you fall, which can happen a little more frequently when you're older, you probably will break a bone. I mean, you have a 50-50 chance of having that bone break. And if that happens, you can become disabled. And, you know, the statistics of people who are especially older who go into the hospital because of a broken bone, the statistics really are not very encouraging. So the point is, you don't want that to happen. You want to build up your bones. Now, the good news is, there's always good news, it's really not too late. You just have to get cracking, though. So what do? You make sure you're eating calcium-rich foods. You know, stop with all the junk food and start eating the dark leafy greens and other foods and yogurt, for example, fat-free yogurt, the Greek yogurt. Just really get a lot of those foods in. And speak with your doctor, because it's possible you're just not absorbing your calcium properly to help build better bones. Make sure you're taking enough vitamin D, because that helps your body to absorb the calcium properly. Get your vitamin D levels checked at every annual checkup or every other year if that's what you do. It has to be over 34. If it's under 34, you're not getting enough vitamin D into your body. Best way to get it is, of course, the sun. So you want to take a supplement every day. Now, the National Osteoporosis Foundation, where I'm the national spokesperson and bone health ambassador, do say that we should take between 800 and 1,000 every day, which is a bit more than the U.S. government recommends. Personally, I take 3,000 every day, and so far, so good. And make sure, this is probably the number one most important thing, make sure you're doing weight-bearing exercises. Go back to the basics. Do some walking and a little running to build up your lower body. Do push-ups. Do the plank. I talk about this a lot. I write about it a lot. And you can see videos. They're free on the AARP YouTube channel showing you exactly how to do them. And make sure you get a bone density test. That's critical so you get that baseline, especially if you're over 60.
Let's talk about the second point, which is the fat around the midsection of our bodies. More and more research is coming out talking about why, when fat accumulates in that part on our bodies, it's so dangerous. Would you explain that?
Oh, my gosh. It's called visceral fat, and it really sounds awful, doesn't it? Really. One doctor I interviewed put it this way. He said, and this is actually good news also. He said, visceral fat is like a bank account. Easy in and easy out, meaning it's really easy to pack it on, but it's actually not that hard to lose. And that is good news. Now, what visceral fat is that fat, as you just pointed out, the fat that's around the belly. And what happens, it's kind of, you know, what we call the apple shape, if you will, as opposed to the pear shape, which is when it's a little, you know, lower parts of the body, which is not really dangerous. But this fat is around the belly and can actually wrap itself around your vital organs. It's horrible. So the good news, again, is you can get rid of it pretty easily. You have to cut out the high fat foods, and in fact, that's what probably helped you get it there in the first place, and you have to move your body. Now, we know the studies. The studies have shown that obesity have been, you know, is connected to diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even certain cancers. So you don't want that to happen to you. And if you find that you're on that path right now, if it's just kind of inching up, especially if you've gone through menopause, women, that's what happened to me. I gained 15 pounds slowly but surely. And had I stayed on that path, you know, who knows where I would have ended up. But instead, I took action and I started to do a little gentle running and a lot of walking. And I started doing my strength training exercises and just moved my body a lot more. I strap on this thing on my wrist. It's called the Up Band by Jawbone. And I count my steps every single day. The key is to get 10,000 steps in every day. That's really moving your body. If you do that and slow down on the eating, and also especially slow down on the junk food eating and the high fat and high caloric eating and foods, you will see that visceral fat will disappear. Measure your waist. You want it to be under, for women, under 34 inches and men under 40.
All right, we do not want to shortchange the last tip, but we only have about 30 seconds to cover it. You say that sun exposure is critical. We have to be careful of this and to apply sunscreen. 30 seconds, what should we do?
30 seconds. Listen, skin cancer is on the rise for men and women over 50 because we didn't wear sunscreen as kids. Start wearing it now. Put it in places you don't expect, on your earlobes, on the top of your head, all over your face every day, mixing with your moisturizer, on the top of your hands, on the top of your feet. Don't let your skin be exposed to the sun anymore, especially in the middle of the day in the summer.
Thank you so very much. Barbara Hannah Grufferman is the author of The Best of Everything After 50, as well as a columnist for The Huffington Post and AARP. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information on staying healthy after 50 and Barbara Hannah Grufferman, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
Coming up on next week's show, for over a century, X-rays have allowed us to see inside the human body. But today's diagnostic imaging reveals so much more. A radiologist explains the difference between CT scans, ultrasound, MRIs, and PET scans.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have a question or comment about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.